McCarthy Show. Joining us now, Packer defensive back Micah Hyde. Welcome, Micah.
Thanks for having me.
After the Bear game, what's it feel like to beat those guys 55-14? How did it hit you personally?
You know, I don't think the score necessarily, you know, hit me in, you know, such a great, you know, impact, but it's just getting a win. A much needed win, you know, come off a bye week with the loss was difficult coming in and getting this win. And, you know, we can get the momentum going now.
Micah, defensively speaking, three takeaways, mm-hmm. Cutler's quarterback rating 68 and change, 2.3 per rush.
Yeah.
What did this do for the collective defensive unit, do you think?
You know, it was just letting us know what we could do. You know, it was a good reminder, I guess you should say. You know, there's games that we go out there and we perform at our best, and we feel like that's how we should. We have high expectations for our defense. You know, like I said, going into the bye week with the loss to the Saints, we didn't have our best game, and we understood that. We knew going into the bye week we had to work on a lot of things, and you know, the last performance against Chicago was tough, and we knew we had to shut down that run.
Martellus Bennett, their tight end, who's like a freak of nature,
yes.
Okay, 6'6", 265, had a big game in that first time in Chicago.
Sure did.
9 catches. You guys held him to 2 Sunday night.
Yeah.
Do you have a bone to pick with Martellus Bennett? Was there a little extra something there?
You know, he had his ups and downs against me the first game. And, you know, as a competitor, I wanted to go out there and I wanted to get my hands on him and compete against him. And I felt like, you know, not just myself, I'm saying I, but, you know, the team in general, you know, the whole back end, we wanted to get our hands on him and try to disrupt his routes because, you know, we know how big he is and how he likes to box us out. So we feel like we did a pretty good job doing it.
Now, Micah, you have played this season safety and then the slot man inside.
Yep.
In your career here, you've also played outside. When you look in the mirror, what do you see? What position do you see?
I'm just a football player. Wherever they want to put me, I'll be. I want to gain about, you know, 100 more pounds. I want to play D-line before I leave here. that's my ultimate goal. But for right now, I'm just wherever they put me. I want to go out there and compete and show them that I can be out there making plays.
Mike, from the first time Micah stepped in the Hudson Center for rookie camp, he might have meant it in a different way, but he did look like a football player. He's just one of those guys that kind of gets it and gets the big picture, didn't he?
No doubt about it. First of all, I'm shocked you asked me questions. He usually doesn't ask me questions when his favorite players are on. But and my answer was going to be he's a football player. That's the thing that jumps out from you, Micah. You can play him anywhere. You were Mr. Football coming out of high school. And I know that, right?
No, I wasn't.
No, you weren't?
No, I wish I was.
Well, I mean, just very versatile player.
Yeah.
Has played everything. So, and that's the way we use him. So, punt return, kickoff return. And like you say, he's played every position in the secondary.
Should have been Mr. Football. Now let's go to Lance in the audience.
All right. Thank you very much, Larry. First up, we have Leah, came all the way from Vancouver in Canada to ask Micah a question.
Hi, Micah.
How you doing?
Good. Now that you're well into your second season with the Packers, in your rookie year coming off your college career in University of Iowa, what was your biggest challenge or transition that you found in your first pro year with the NFL?
I think that the coaching that I had in college prepared me well for the NFL with Coach Ferentz and his staff. But the hardest transition was just the playbook. It was going from, you know, 40, 50 plays to 140 and 50 plays. It's just crazy with all the adjustments and techniques you have to do and stuff like that. So that was probably the hardest thing. But once you get them down, and you can go out there and compete and have fun.
All right, Courtney has an interesting question for the coach.
Yes, happy birthday. I noticed that when you throw your challenge flag, you're more of a dropper, not a thrower. My girlfriend and I personally believe that if you're going to do that, you should probably go to the referee and whisper in his ear, challenge, just to mix it up a little bit. But is there some thought that goes into how angry you are, how far you're going to throw it, if you're going to drop it? How does that work?
Well, usually there's conversation, and you're trying to get, you know, your decision confirmed. Just like the challenge of the 3-yard route last night, which was a bad challenge on my part. I don't know. I think I'm more about quickness than distance, I guess is my answer. And I don't say challenge because I get to say that enough, obviously. So.
All right, very good. And then Holly has a question for Micah.
Hi. My question, sorry, it's not really football related, but I was wondering if you plan on getting Mike anything for his birthday so you can suck up and get some more time on the playing field.
This is a great birthday gift right here.
Well, I tried to get a pick for him yesterday. How about the defense? Yeah. So we get a score. If that works.
Always an interesting segment, questions from the crowd. Next up, Larry on the Telestrator with Micah Hyde on his first career interception. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.